Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. We bless God for making it possible to see another beautiful day. We appreciate the mercy of God. We appreciate the love of God over our lives and our family. Wherever you are, I want you to begin to appreciate the Lord. Begin to worship Him. Appreciate the King of Kings. Appreciate the Lord of Lords. Thank Him for what He has done. Thank Him for what He will do. Just begin to lift the name of the Lord up. He is worthy of all praise. He is worthy to be adored. He is an everlasting Father. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Begin to magnify Him. Begin to worship Him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, King of Kings. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, if you are joining us for the fourth time, this is High Voltage Prayer Program. And this program comes between the hour of 12 midnight to 1. I want you to really prepare yourself to pray, because as we are moving to the end of year 2021, we must begin to take action. We must begin to pray some prophetic prayers. And that is why I told you yesterday that you must come with the list of the mountain you want to pull down. You must come with the list of what you don't want to carry over to next year. You must come with the list of things that you don't want to see in year 2022. That is why I told you yesterday that we are going to deal with that, and God is going to really answer our prayers in Jesus' name. Wherever you are, I want you to lift up your two hands and say this one loud and clear. Say, "My Father, arise and attend to my case in the name of Jesus. My Father, arise and attend to my case in the name of Jesus. My Father, arise, attend to my case. Attend to my case. In Jesus' name we pray. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O worthy, O Lord. Receive glory, honor, and power, Lord. Created all things for the pleasure they are. Glory be to God in the highest." Hallelujah. Glory be to God in the highest. Hallelujah. For His mercies endure forever. Hallelujah, mercies endure right forever. It can never, never change. It can never, never change. It can never, never change. Jesus the same for. Hallelujah. It never, never change. He never, never change. Jesus the same. Amen. Now get ready now as we enter into this prayer hour. I want you to open your mouth and shout it loud and clear. Say, "Plantation of darkness in my body, be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Plantation of darkness in my body, be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Plantation of darkness in my body, be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Plantation of darkness in my body, be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Plantation of darkness in my body, be uprooted by fire in Jesus' name we pray." Say, "Invisible hand planting sickness to my body, wither in the name of Jesus. Invisible hand planting sickness to my body, wither in the name of Jesus. Invisible hand planting sickness to my body, wither in Jesus' name we pray." Shout it loud and clear. Say, "Evil stranger inside my body, come out by fire." In the name of Jesus. Evil stranger inside my body, come out by fire. In the name of Jesus. Evil stranger inside my body, come out by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, "Anything representing me in the coven of witchcraft, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Anything representing me in the coven of witchcraft, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Anything representing me in the coven of witchcraft, catch fire in Jesus' name. Pray any good thing stolen from my life. When I was in the dream, I recover my fire in the name of Jesus. Any good thing stolen from my life. When I was in the dream, I recover in Jesus' name. Say any good thing stolen from my life. When I was a baby, I recover my fire in the name of Jesus. Any good thing stolen from my life. When I was a baby, I recover you in the name of Jesus. Any good thing stolen from my life. When I was a baby, I recover you in Jesus' name. I challenge. Any good thing stolen from my life when you are in the dream. Any good thing stolen from your life in the dream. Be recovered. Whatever has been stolen from your life in the dream. Be recovered. Any good thing stolen from your life when you are a child. Be recovered. In Jesus' name we pray. Say the finger of household wickedness in the affairs of my life. In the name of Jesus. The finger of household wickedness in the affairs of my life. In the name of Jesus, the finger of household wickedness in the affairs of my life. In Jesus' name, pray. Say any power using charm and dark medicine to control my life. In the name of Jesus, any power using charm and dark medicine to control my life. In the name of Jesus, any power using charm and dark medicine to control my life. In Jesus' name we pray. All negative demons I have had, you will not see the light of the day. In the name of Jesus. All negative demons I have had, you will not see the light of the day. In Jesus' name we pray. Yesterday I said we are going to take some prophetic action. And that prophetic action is standing on the theme, no negative carryover. No negative carryover. Every negative thing in your life must die with this year. We are not carrying any negative things over. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 15, verse 13, but he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted out. Meaning, there are some things in your life that have not been planted by God. There are some things in your life that they were not planted by the Lord. There are some things in your life, they were not handiwork of God. They were planted by the devil. They were the handwork of the devil. They were decision of the devil. No wonder the Bible says, while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. The Bible says when the disciple came unto him, he answered and said, the enemy has done it. Therefore, it means there are things in our life that have been done by the enemies. There are things in the affair of our destiny that are planted by the wicked. There are things we are experiencing that are not from God. All these must be uprooted. All these must be cast down to the root. All this must be cut down. The Bible says the axe has been laid down at the root of a tree. Every tree that does not bring out good fruit shall be entered. Every tree that is not of God in our life shall be uprooted in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, whatever is standing as mountain before you shall be put down. Whatever is standing like a wall of Jericho before you shall be put down. Whatever is standing like a Red Sea before you shall be divided. Whatever is standing like the River Jordan before you shall be separated. Whatever is standing like Goliath, it shall be put down. Whatever is standing like Pharaoh, it shall die in the Red Sea. Whatever is standing like Herod, it shall be destroyed. That is why we are here. We are going to take some prophetic action on that thing you have written down that you don't want to follow it in next year. If you have not written your own, write it down. Write things you don't want. Things you don't want to carry to the next year. Write them down. No negative carryover. You are going to now decide to pray. The Bible says something and you must understand it. The Bible says, and the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord came unto Ezekiel and told Ezekiel, can this dry bone live? And he said, God, I don't know. He said, speak unto the dry bone. There's a power in your word. As you speak today, the power of God will fall. The mighty hand of God will fall in the name of Jesus. And as the hand of God will go to fall, as the power of God will go to fall, Everything that is not of God in your life shall be put down, shall be uprooted in the name of Jesus Christ. Bring out your bottle of oil. If you don't have a bottle of oil, bring out a bottle of water. Heavenly Father will thank you. Ma piglu copia. We decree that the oil of power shall flow into this oil, into this water. The anointing of Holy Ghost shall flow into this oil, into this water. The power of deliverance shall flow into this oil, into this water. In Jesus' name we pray. Now drink it now. You will shout these three prayer points loud and clear. Say, any poison of the serpent inside my body, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Poison of the serpent inside my body, come out, 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 come out. In Jesus' name we pray. Say this one, serpent and scorpion walking inside my body. In the name of Jesus, serpent and scorpion walking inside my body. In Jesus' name we pray. Evil projection inside my life. In the name of Jesus, evil projection inside my life. In the name of Jesus, evil projection inside my life. In Jesus' name, now take the oil, anoint your head. You will shout loud and clear, arrow of insanity, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, arrow of insanity, go back, 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 go back to the sender. In Jesus' name, pray. In case you are joining up for the first time, the way I'm praying is the way I want you to pray. Let your prayer be aggressive. Let your prayer carry fire. The Bible says, right from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and violence taken by force, by fire. Open your mouth and pray the second one very well. Say, power eating my head in the dream. There, in the name of Jesus, power eating my head in the dream. There, in Jesus' name, pray. Say, all my glory that have been shaved away, I recover you by fire in the name of Jesus. All my glory that have been shaped away, I recover you by fire. I recover you by fire. I recover you by fire. In Jesus' name, pray. Take the oil and anoint your chest. Anoint your chest very well. Then you pray now. Say, ow! Fire into my chest. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow fire into my chest. Go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back in Jesus. Eat your chest three times. Let's go. One, two, three. Say, arrow fire into my chest. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow fire into my chest. Go back, go back, go back, go back. Go in Jesus' name. Pray. Are you ready? Eat it three times. Let's go. One, two, three. Shout it now. Say, evil bullet in my body, come out. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Evil bullet in my body, come out. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Evil bullet in my body, come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name. This is the third time. Slap it three times. One, two, three. Say, any evil bite against my body, in the name of Jesus, any evil bite against my body, there, in Jesus' name, pray. Now take the oil and rub it upon your stomach. Now slap the stomach three times. Let's go. One, two, three. Now shout your Holy Ghost fire. Enter into my body in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, enter into my body in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, enter into my body in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, enter into my body in Jesus' name. You pray now. The oil or the water in your hand, say, blood of Jesus, enter into my water. If it's water, say water. If it's oil, say oil. We are going to say 21 times. Let's go. Blood of Jesus, enter into my water in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, enter into my water in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, enter into my water in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, enter into my water in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, enter into my water in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, enter into my water in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, enter into my water in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, enter into my water in the name of Jesus. blood of Jesus, enter my water. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, enter my water. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, enter my water. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, enter my water. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, enter my water. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, enter my water. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, enter my water. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, enter my water. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, enter my water. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, enter my water. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, enter my water. In Jesus' name, now drink it now. Drink it, but drink a little. Yes. So I'm drinking my own now. Drink your own too. Makegeleba. So as you are drinking it, you notice something is happening. Now take it. Drink it second time. Let's go. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it. Now take it third time. Let's go. Now say, Holy Ghost fire, penetrate from my head to my toes and work wonders in my body. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost fire, penetrate from my head to my toes and work wonders in my body. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost fire, penetrate from my head to my toes and work wonders in my body. In Jesus' name, pray, anoint your hand. My hands receive the touch of fire. My hand reject cobwebs, reject the witchcraft. In Jesus' name, pray, anoint your legs. Say, my legs, you shall not be cut off. My leg receive power to move me forward. In Jesus' name, pray. Now, those things you don't want in your life now, we're about to deal with them. The Bible says, oh, thou that answered by fire, unto you shall all flesh come. Get ready right now. Every tree that is not of God in your life shall be pulled down. The axe has been laid by the root, and we are going to cut down every tree. We are going to uproot everything that is not of God. Are you ready? Now, whatever you have written there, you now mention every one by one. If it's poverty, say poverty. If it's sickness, say sickness. Whatever it is, just mention what you have written there. Let's say now, it's sickness. Sickness in my body, come out there in the name of Jesus. Sickness in my body, come out, come out there, 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 there in Jesus' name. Pray now. Look at the list again and shout what you have called in that place. Are you ready? Disappointment. In the name of Jesus, disappointment, there, in Jesus' name, pray. So on your own now, I will give you time to call those things one by one. You will now begin to say, I uproot you from my life by the power in the blood of Jesus Christ. If it's sickness, say sickness. I uproot you from my life by the power in the blood of Jesus. If it's poverty, say poverty. I uproot from my life by the power in the blood of Jesus. If it's disappointment, I uproot from my life by the power in the blood of Jesus Christ. Whatever it is, say, by I uproot you by the power. If it's barrenness, say barrenness. I uproot you from my life by the power in the blood. If it's miscarriage, say miscarriage. I uproot from my life by the power in the blood. You must make sure all that you have written down in that paper, call them one by one. Address them one by one this early in the morning. Address them, command them, and command them that you will put them from your life, and they must not be there in Jesus' name. When we have spoken to them, you now say, all that I have mentioned, you will not go with me to 2022. I command you to die, expire. I bury you down. I command you to be burnt with fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, that paper in your hand now, put it under your leg after you have spoken it and slap it, step on it 7 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Now say, I command everything I have written in this paper, you shall be under my feet. You will not be able to possess me. You are dead forever. In Jesus' name, congratulations. There is something is happening in the life of that fellow. The disappointment that you have been facing concerning suitor has been broken, has been destroyed. Yes. The mark of hatred has wiped off. There's somebody there, you have been stagnant for the past 10 years. The yoke has been broken now, and the power of God will move you forward. Within the next 10 days, you are going to have a surprise testimony. I see a lot of document release. Yes, the embargo of witchcraft that was placed on that building has been broken away. Something was buried to tie that building down. I command evil team buried to tie that building down. to be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted in the name of Jesus Christ. Within the next 7 days, there will be testimony. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I pray for as many people looking for the fruit of the womb. May God answer you by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Those whose business have gone down, may the power of God fall on your business and your testimony. Those who are crying for one thing or the other, whether they are on sick bed, I command you to receive your instant healing now in the name of Jesus Christ. It is set in the name of Jesus Christ. Ripa kata kata kata. Empako. Eria makanele burugo suti. Ayap akanda kata kata. En grupu du vurupudia. Leke gegeleki. Empako ndeko diska kata. All those who have not married, I command the yoke of single to be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will do wonders. The Lord will visit you. There will be testimony. There will be greater testimony. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. In case you want to pass across information to us, you can get us on this line 0802. Send information to the WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. Or you want to see us on counseling basis, just private chat us. I'll give you a time so that you can come and we'll pray together. And I know God will work wonders in your life in Jesus' name. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close, 7th Avenue, Festac Town. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. Make sure you read Psalm 91. Take your time and make sure you do a praises unto the Lord. Don't forget, all that you have written down must be caught one by one and must be uprooted one by one. Every plant, the Bible says, that God has not planted. Every plant, each of them must be addressed and must be uprooted from your life. It's the enemy that have done that, and you uproot them one by one. You shall be free completely. In Jesus' name we pray. Don't forget, this is a prophetic action. Make sure you do it aggressively, and God give you testimony. It's well with you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.